Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Questions, concerns, complaints? Call now, 800-771-1025. Just watch your f***ing mouth when you get on the air, okay? It's the Mike Calta After Show.
It's the Mike Calta After Show. It's 1025 The Bone, and we are going long today. It's our last show before we go on Thanksgiving break. Bert Kreischer is here. Jim Florentine is here. Stavi Halkias is here. We've got a full room. John Brennan is here with the guitar. Before we get to that, I want to remind everybody a couple of things. One, tickets for Not So Live gig number 3 are on sale, and they are selling extremely well. The VIP has like 20 tickets left in the whole section. The link, you can find it at theboneonline.com or our Facebook page. And then also, for the first time ever, we did T-shirts. I think we might be the only show that doesn't do merchandise because I just don't want to rape our audience of everything. But we did pink T-shirts for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I just couldn't keep up with the demand, which I was very happy for. We raised a lot of money for a young girl who was affected by breast cancer here in the Tampa Bay area, and that and her GoFundMe page raised close to $10,000, so good for you guys on that. But everybody's asking for hats, so we finally made some hats. So we'll get hats up, and we'll make those available, and you got to order them now so you can get them for Christmas. So that's something we've never done before. You'll be able to go to the website, order them, and you'll get them before Christmas if you want to do that. Caltashow.com. Now, John is here. John's got the guitar. The other thing is Creative Loafing is for charity, offering up at auction an opportunity to co-host a show with us, which Bert got to do for free a little while ago. Didn't work out like he planned. Yeah. And
He didn't pay for it.
Yeah. It started out at $125. It's now over $1,000.
Oh, nice.
It now became a high price item, but still available and still out there for charity. So I would like it more if somebody who didn't like us bought it.
Oh, yeah, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah, if you were somebody that are like,
and just sat there and just went, boo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can find that information at the boneonline.com. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say at the $1,025 bid price.
Yeah.
That's Matt from Hornblasters. He's been known to do that.
Yeah, it could be.
Come in with a weird thing. All right, Bert, this is your favorite thing. Yep. And one of the finer moments on the show's history, the two things people love that about you. Oh, the story you told about the killing your friend's lizard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
And the time we sang.
It was my lizard.
Your lizard, yeah.
My friend killed my lizard and I lit it on fire.
That's right. You lit it on fire. Yeah. And then us doing the Halloween with a vampire version of Guitar Roulette. That was a good one.
Oh, you know what's coming up? Thanksgiving.
You want to do a song about Thanksgiving?
I have a quick question for you. Yeah. Would you like to do individual mics or use this mic pass around because I can put the nice reverb on it?
Oh, I don't think anybody's looking for quality of singing today.
Okay, hey, yeah. I don't know. Some might.
Well, we do need to put that down there. So John's going to play the guitar. You want to give it? Let's try it, John. We'll come up with a little beat and see or not.
Like a happy and sweet or like a...
Try it. You know what, John? Can you go to that mic? This mic sucks. Okay. Hold on. Let's get John on mic 6. Yeah, just then you could sit.
Yeah,
like old timey.
So much better.
If only we had a fireplace. There we go.
So we just made up a song. What's the game exactly?
Watch, you'll see. By the time it gets to you, you'll be a pro. Yeah, mic it harder. There you go. Yeah. Is that good? Is that like that?
Really good.
You want to go first?
Well, give me another option. What would be another option? Because I like that. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Something simple like
That's Smashing Pumpkins Thanksgiving.
No. Go back to the first one. The first one is a good Thanksgiving rhyme. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble. It was a long time ago that the pilgrims came to our land. They looked around and said, let's call that guy an Indian. We want this land for us. We need to get them sick. Hey, throw this blanket on him. All that did the trick. We call it Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And then in the future, what happened, Jim? Tell us the rest of the tale.
This is the first time I'm playing this game.
You're all in.
Okay, I'll give you a little lead in, okay? I'll do the first part, and you do the second part.
Well, how long do I have to go for?
You might have the best dry voice ever.
This is my first time doing this.
And then one day, this boy named John Smith went out into the woods.
I got nothing.
Okay, well, I'll watch. I'll throw it to Cowhead.
Then one day, this John Smith boy, he went out into the woods.
He saw a little Indian girl. He said, "Can I look under your hood?" She was shy. She gave a gaze. He offered her some maize. The two of them, they started the feast, and it was great. John was happy because he no longer had to Louis C.K. masturbate. It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody loves. They love Thanksgiving. Stavi, let's hear a tale of Thanksgiving today.
Flash forward 80. Sorry.
A little reverb.
Flash forward 40 years and I'm not sure what was going on. I think actually it was a really good song. Well, there was pumpkin pie and there was lots of the feast. We took out a knife and we slayed the little beast.
Cause it was Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving.
I want to be clear, the beast I was talking about was a turkey. So technically that was a Thanksgiving song. Now let's go to the modern day where I'll buy 5 pumpkin pies. Take them down to the docks and put them on my thighs.
On his thighs. It was Thanksgiving.
Weird way to celebrate.
On his thighs. It was Thanksgiving.
One of the dock workers said, "Hey, what's that bald Bobby Kelly kid doing with those thighs? I don't care, but let's eat them on our knees right off of his thighs." One said, "It gets even weirder if you look into his eyes."
In his eyes.
And then they said, "Uh-oh, let's slow it down. I think he cries when we eat too close to him."
On Thanksgiving.
And we're just getting Florentine warmed up. Thanksgiving. Galvin, tell us a tale of the autumn.
Since I was a little kid, I thought I was the only one to put pies on my thighs. Till I heard Stavi sing, and then you should have seen my eyes. I said, "Another one putting pies on his thighs. I love it so much, let's go to the docks. We're gonna rock, we're gonna crock. I wear shoes that I call them Crocs."
Thanksgiving.
A good Thanksgiving, but the one year he got the clap. His friend said that he didn't do it, and Bert said, "I don't give a crap." And now Bert is emotional every time someone's around, and I think it's because he's got the clap. And one day he's going to leave his wife and catch it once again on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Jim, you sure did that with ease. So much better than Brother Weeze. So nice to have you here. Stavi gets naked, but he's not queer. It's Thanksgiving. Jim planted a seed. Sounded like Lou Reed. I almost peed. I think I need some turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
For Thanksgiving. Did you know this November 24th, Cowhead will be on a boat?
It's a cruise.
A cruise. not Penelope, Tom, or
Paula, Ted.
Paula, Ted, Paula, Ted.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's one out there.
Do they bring turkey to your room, or do you go eat it with strangers?
I'd like to share my feast with some people I just met, so we can have the greatest time, I bet, on Thanksgiving.
I think I'm gonna throw the... I started one and I couldn't know where it was going, so I'm just gonna take it and just throw it in the air.
Throw it, baby.
I'm gonna go to a Indian casino on Thanksgiving.
How ironic.
Thanksgiving.
Let's all have a nice
Thanksgiving.
That's a hit.
Oh,
that's
no.
a hit. That's a hit.
Yep.
That's a hit.
Move over, Adam Sandler.
Florentine's the angriest singer ever.
Listen to this here.
Wait, is that what you sing? So when you sing in the car, you're like, welcome to the jungle.
I listen to a lot of Motorhead, so, you know, when you
it works.
Me. I got no musical talent at all. My son does.
Clearly, none of us do. Yeah, how just, scary do you think it is to celebrate his son's birthday with him? It's just his son sitting at the table with a cake, and he's going, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday. That's great.
Do you I was trying to, I couldn't, what's that?
Do you talk during sex?
Sometimes, yeah.
Can you feel that?
Wake up.
Good. Wake up. Stop crying.
I was trying to get an Ellie in the morning thing. I just couldn't get it. That's why I was completely out of it. So I'm trying to think.
Trying to rhyme Elliot.
He's going to start on Thanksgiving on the third mic at Ellie tomorrow. You're on a cruise. I just I couldn't figure it out. So I was definitely lost in the moment.
Yeah, those you know, you got to be a real special talent to flow with those like I do.
Oh, it is a special talent.
I'm going to tell you right now. If I wake up one morning and I get a little inside radio email and it says Ellie in the morning welcomes comedian Burke Kreischer to the show, don't lose my number. It's over.
Oh, I'll be living in Chicago and DC. I won't come back here.
Yeah, no, that's cool, because your family will probably be murdered. Their crime rate is so high. That's cool, because I'll be down here with the rest of your family. They'll probably like me better than you anyway.
Maybe I'll just, you ever think about quitting it all and just doing radio? Like get it off the road?
No, because I don't want to get up at 4 in the morning.
That's the part I'd love.
No.
I'd love that.
And clearly you're good at it. You know, we saw you host and stuff, so you could do it for sure.
I could do a show. Oh, I love it.
You would get up at 4 in the morning, go to bed at like 9 or 10 every night.
I love it. I would love it.
Yeah, I tell you what, I tell you right now, as soon as the clocks went back and it got dark at like 6 o'clock, I was like, well, kid, time to go to bed. I mean, my wife a couple of times went, it's 7:30, and I go, I don't care, I'm exhausted. It's the best. Going to bed early is the best thing about getting older.
That's one thing I loved about Sober October was going to bed. I literally, when Leanne's like, I'm going to put the girls down, I go, I'm going to bed. And I go to bed at like 7, and then wake up at 5, coffee, when you're sober, coffee is amazing.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like a drug. It's getting a buzz.
Yeah.
Right, because you're already dehydrated from all the booze the night before, and you have the coffee. It doesn't really work.
No, it just makes you shaky, and you can't use chopsticks.
So you were getting up at 5 in the morning?
When I was sober, I was getting up at 5 in the morning. I was going to get coffee for me and my wife, and I would watch the sunrise, and I'd get out on the treadmill. I'd run. I'd take my daughters to school. I'd come home. I'd go to hot yoga. Mm. I'd take a nap.
Sounds
and then
great.
Wake up, go do a spot. Oh, it was the best. I loved being sober.
You could
but it came a week later.
But it's like last night they sent no joke 6 shots to stage the second I got up on stage.
You can say no.
Yeah, but not to last night's crowd. They were literally Harvey Weinsteining me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have just poured the shots in a plant. It would have been fine.
Why don't you get fake shots put up there, Ed?
Because I'm not that guy.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
If you had a bottle of JD, we don't know if Dave Lee Roth was really JD in that when he was on stage.
Iced tea.
Mm-hmm. I remember I worked with Attell one time, and he brought us all up to do a shot, and I did a shot, and when I got on stage, he goes, that was real? I was like, yeah, wait, yours isn't real? He goes, no, it's coffee. I went, are you serious? He goes, yeah, I'm up here to do stand-up. I'm not here to get drunk. And I was like, ooh. I guess I've been doing this wrong.
Oh, man.
Well, I met Artie Lang played at like the Funny Bone in St. Louis the week before Mayday. Someone brought up 10 shots. The waitress brought up, he goes, which one is mine? They go, they all are. And the crowd started chanting, so he did 10 shots in a row.
Oh.
Off the he had to do a third show, whatever. I don't know how he made it through it. I'm there the next week, and all of a sudden, there's like 10 shots coming up to the stage, too. And I'm like, what's this? They go, oh, drink them. Artie did it last week. I'm not Artie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, well, I go, I'll drink one, and that's it. And they were just booing me for like 5 minutes. I was like, well, you can boo me all you want.
Yeah. Artie also stabbed himself 30 times. Yeah. You're about to do that. Yeah.
It was, last night was insanity. Like, it was, it wasn't, there was points where other, when people were doing the meet and greet, people were coming out apologizing for Tampa.
No,
oh, really?
They were like, I'm sorry Tampa does this to you. Because when we did that live gig, I was so drunk, all I remember was saying, I'm not telling the machine story, and then I woke up at my dad's house.
So it was a call in sick to work show, and we went out there, and Bert did the show, and he was really drunk, and I was watching from the balcony, and then I heard him go, here, let's call Tom Segura, and the place went crazy, and Bert dials him up, and you hear, the number you reach, 312. No. He just let the whole number go out there. And I was like,
he had to change his phone.
And then I go,
he did.
Yeah. And then the next day, I'm like, oh man, when you called Segura, you know, his number went out. And he went, I called Segura? I go, oh boy.
There's pictures from that meet and greet, and I am out of it. I'm literally like, eyes closed. I don't remember anything from that gig.
Let me tell you who your friends are right now. You've been asking for alcohol since 6 o'clock in the morning. What did we give you? Milk and sandwiches. We're your friends. Mm-hmm. Elliot would have got you drunk.
That's right.
Elliot would have given you tequila.
I did. I could use another glass of milk.
Yeah, a whole container of it.
Yeah, I'm going to go and take a hard nap now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll drink tonight, but I'm not drinking Saturday. We're going to get up early, go run a half marathon. Mm. It's going to be great.
Jim, are you in?
I'll do it. Where is it? In St.
Oh,
Pete?
Oh, my God.
St. Pete, yeah.
That is something I've never in my
this
life
wild.
Just said on a whim. I'll run a half marathon with you guys.
We're going to go slow.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably bail at like 4 or 5 miles.
You're going to be
way I could do 13.
You're going to, but you'll be, you realize if you bail, you're bailing 4 miles away from your car. Yeah.
You might go run 8 miles.
You're 8 either way. So.
I got Uber and Lyft. I'll find a way back.
You're going to do 8, you can do 13.
Yeah, do I don't know, we'll figure it out.
No, you can't.
Savi, you going to do it?
Absolutely not.
Why?
There's no chance.
So I was going to enter the race and then ride next to Bert with a golf cart.
Ooh,
but I'm out of town, so sorry. Fun.
Well, if you got that golf cart lying around, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah.
Electric scooter next to Bert.
Do we know the people at St. Pete Run Fest?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get just an extra bib for Jim in case he just gets a wild hair.
Okay.
And then we're going to go. Galvin and I are going to run it, and then they have beers afterwards. We're going to get a few beers, maybe go to a Buffalo Wild Wings, watch a little football.
Now we're talking. This is the part I can support.
That's where I meet you guys.
Let me just meet you at the finish line.
Yeah, you want to meet us at the finish line?
Well, I'll do a little.
Oh, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you jump in at like 8 miles or whatever, and then you can run the last part with us. Instead of running the first part, you run the last part.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll be walking by then. And so, yeah, that'll be great. And then I fly home Monday morning, and my Thanksgiving starts.
Thanksgiving.
I'm going to run it with shin splints. My calf hurts. My toenail's coming off.
Nice.
And I haven't trained at all.
Should be a good race.
It should be a good race.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And I've just been murdering milk all morning and donuts. I'm carbo loading for it.
Yeah. That's what all the Olympic athletes say.
Yeah.
As much milk and donuts as you can. That's all Usain Bolt eats. Donuts.
I saw a documentary on Usain Bolt. I should be good for this race.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. 30 for 30, he'll be fine.
Yeah. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.